Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The first mystery. In Ezekiel chapter 47, God gives Ezekiel a breathtaking vision, a future temple from whose side flows a river of life-giving water. Then he brought me back to the door of the temple, and behold, water was issuing from below the threshold of the temple toward the east. The water was flowing down from below the south end of the threshold of the temple, and wherever the river goes, every living creature which swarms will live. Everything will live where the river goes. Now, this is no ordinary river. It is a prophetic sign of eternal life poured out upon the world. Wherever this river goes, it brings healing, renewal, and eternal life. But when will this river flow? And from where? When will this prophecy be fulfilled? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. The Jewish people lived in hope for the day Ezekiel foresaw, a day when living water would flow from the temple, when all creation would be renewed, when salvation would reach the ends of the earth. This hope was expressed by the Jews each year in the Feast of Tabernacles, an eight-day celebration anticipating the coming of the Messiah and the outpouring of the Spirit. Each morning of this feast, priests drew water from the Pool of Siloam and poured it on the altar of the temple, enacting the hope for the river of life. Then, on the great and final day of the feast, the high priest circled the altar seven times with a golden vessel of water and poured it out, while the people prayed for God to fulfill his promise. And at the climactic moment, as Ezekiel 47 was read aloud, and their hearts longed for God to act, he did. On the last day of the feast, the great day, Jesus stood up and cried out, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as Scripture has said, out of my heart shall flow rivers of living water." Jesus proclaims himself the fulfillment of Ezekiel's vision. He is the true and living temple. The river of divine life flows not from the stone altar in Jerusalem, but from his own sacred heart. "I am the temple. I am here. If you thirst for life, come to me. Drink deeply, for from my heart flows the river of living water." The living waters are the Holy Spirit given through Christ. He is the source from which all salvation, healing, and new life flow. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail O Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
O Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
O Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. When Jesus stood up and proclaimed, "He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of my heart shall flow rivers of living water," John immediately clarified, he said this about the Spirit, which those who believed in him were to receive. For as yet, the Spirit had not been given because Jesus had not yet been glorified. Well, when was Jesus glorified? On the cross. On Palm Sunday, Jesus declared, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up again." And he spoke of the temple of his body. The body of Jesus is the temple of God. And at Calvary, that temple is opened. When one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and at once there came out blood and water. From the sacred heart of Jesus, pierced on the cross, flows the water of baptism and the blood of the Eucharist, the fountain of the sacramental life in the Church. As the Church prays in the preface of the Mass for the Sacred Heart, "Lifted high on the cross, Christ gave his life for us. From his wounded side flowed blood and water, the fountain of sacramental life in the Church." To his open heart, the Savior invites all men to draw water in joy from the springs of salvation. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. The first temple, the Temple of Solomon, was destroyed by the Babylonians. And even when it was rebuilt by Zerubbabel, it was never consecrated, never filled with the Holy Spirit, with God's glory. The Spirit never returned, and it remained a hollow sign pointing to something greater. Isaiah mourned this absence of the Spirit, and he cried out, "Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down!" And God did, at Jesus' baptism in the Jordan. Mark chapter 1 tells us that the heavens were torn open, and the Spirit descended upon Jesus at his baptism. Jesus is the temple anointed by the Holy Spirit. And from this temple flows the river of life. For in his passion, the veil of the temple is torn. In his resurrection, the new temple is raised up. And in his sacraments, that river of the Holy Spirit flows to all who thirst. The world has changed. The heavens are open. Christ is the temple, and from his heart pours the river of the Holy Spirit. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. The Eucharist is the Sacred Heart of Jesus, made present for us. Jesus said, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Rivers of living water flow from his heart." Yet it is possible to approach the fountain and not drink. Why? Because without prayer, our souls remain closed. This is why Pope Benedict XVI wrote, "Prayer is the self-opening of the human spirit to God. Without prayer, we may receive the sacraments, but not drink the fullness of grace they offer. Receiving the sacraments without prayer is like standing at a well, but refusing to drink. It is by daily meditation that we draw water from the heart of Jesus, the living water, the fountain of divine life. Meditation opens our heart to receive that living water, the Holy Spirit flowing from the Sacred Heart of Jesus in the Eucharist. With joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation," Isaiah tells us. That is, if we commit to daily meditation. Jesus Christ is the temple. From his pierced heart flows the river of life, the Holy Spirit, that is given through his passion and poured out in the sacraments. Through daily meditation, we open our hearts to drink deeply of this living water until rivers of grace flow from within us as well, bringing life to the world. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. So what struck you about that meditation?
The cathedral in Kansas City, Kansas.
Oh.
Has amazing stained glass windows.
Mm-hmm.
And up, if you're facing the altar, the stained glass window on the left, the first stained glass window on the left when you're facing the altar, is this amazing image of Jesus sitting on the throne of God. And from his heart is this river flowing out down to the Mass and out to us through the Eucharist. And it's so amazing to think that when we go to the Catholic Mass, we're actually going to the fulfillment of that vision from Ezekiel, where there really is a river flowing from the temple being the body, the heart of Jesus, which is made present in the Mass, and that at communion, I get to get in line and go up and drink from the river flowing from the temple.
Mm.
It's unbelievable. And that water that I received through the Eucharist, that living water, it will make me live forever.
Yeah, it is the real fountain of youth.
Yeah, I don't have to be afraid of death because I go drink from that water.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what Jesus said, anyone who eats my flesh and drinks my blood will live forever.
Yeah.
And I will raise him up at the last day. And this is what Ezekiel saw hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years before Jesus.
And that river's still flowing and that Mass is still right there waiting.
So that's what I was thinking of.
That's fantastic.
How about you? What caught your attention? Anything that just caught your attention?
It was kind of that idea, that silly idea of the fountain of youth, the way everyone is looking, not people aren't really looking for it anymore, but it's such a universal idea that people really believe in this interesting fantasy of a fountain of youth. And there it is. I mean, I have to imagine that those it has similar origins, but there is literally a fountain in which we are offered eternal life.
But, you know, it's not a fantasy. This idea of the fountain of youth, it comes into literary form because what's written on human nature, what's in the mind and heart of every person, I want to live forever. Mm. I don't want to be obliterated.
We know we're not made for that.
Exactly.
And yet it's what we see in this life. So we search for it.
Because
in all the wrong places.
Well, because we have this desire that can't be fulfilled by anything in this life.
And we're always trying to, in many ways, especially it's a scary thing with science right now. We are really trying to create a new fountain of youth. We are trying to prevent death by means that are below the dignity of human nature.
Yeah.
When the fountain of youth is right there. And it's true youth. It is true a world in which your body is resurrected as it is meant to be, full complete in the image of God.
My mother, your grandmother, you know, she's getting older. And she recently had some difficulties when she was in the hospital. And there I was looking at her frail, broken body. And her body is starting to prepare for death. And then we brought communion to her. And it was such a powerful moment where you see the fountain of living water going into her, knowing she's going to be raised from the dead because she just drank from the fountain of living water. That's the guarantee. That's the guarantee.
Mm-hmm. As we walk with her in this, I'm thinking about that constantly. That's what we look forward to. She's always talking about it whenever she has the faculties to do so. That is what she desires.
And so death is not something to be feared because we have the fountain of life. We have the fountain of youth. We don't have to fear death. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.